Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you become part of the, you know, you become part of the solution by getting informed, right? Can we all agree with that at least? No yoke, a joke. Can we all at least agree that when you get info, you can make a difference? It is a big deal. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I say, it is how we win. Sonia Smith joins me right after the break. A lot of news today, a lot of little things going on. You know, I love the 500 new sanctions against Russia. Because all the old stuff worked so well, didn't it? Just saying. And I, you know, again, Joey B has decided on his, and I'm not saying the guy didn't, you know, the Russian President Putin didn't do it, but Joey B has decided on his own, I guess, or is he listening to his intelligence department? there's an interesting name. Right? That Putin killed his rival in jail. And now he's gonna levy all these sanctions against him because sanctions against Russia have always worked so well, right? We levied sanctions against Russia last year. What did it do? Nothing. I mean, sincerely. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. We're getting to that point. Right? The, come on, I just had it sitting here looking me in the face. Hate this stuff. Hate these computers. All right, we'll do this one. I was going to hold off on this. But Terror, Tyler Perry. He's halting an $800 million studio expansion due to AI advancements. Now, I've been saying forever, since you guys first all got excited about this AI thing, it was going to take jobs. There were going to be a lot of problems with it. Hey, Joe, you're just the old guy in the room. You don't get it. You don't want to move forward. No, it's not it. AI is taking jobs by the thousands. Look at the mistakes it made on Google, right? I mean, there's some real challenges here, some real issues here. Senator Mike Braun, from Indiana gave a lot of information on the inside and the growing fears over the technology of AI. And for the past 4 years, filmmaker Tyler Perry, he's planned to expand his studios in Atlanta. Massive expansion. It was going to cost him around $800 million. Now, last week, OpenAI debuted its new tool, Sora. Well, it should have been Soros, you know what I'm saying? Which can create visually complex shots of subjects and their backgrounds. The innovation has foiled Perry's project, right? Come to a standing halt. The Mea Culpa director had intended to add 12 sound stages to his backlot. All of that currently and indefinitely on hold because of Sora and what it sees. Well, what I'm seeing, he told a Hollywood reporter, I had gotten word over the last year or so that this was coming. I had no idea until I saw recently the demonstrations of what it's able to do, and it's very shocking to me. He recognized the benefit of the technology lowering location and set costs. He's also well aware it might cost some people their jobs. He said, I immediately started thinking of everyone in the industry who would be affected by this, including actors and grip and electrical and transportation, sound and editors. He said, you know, I'm looking at this thinking, this is going to touch every bit of our studios. Every corner. At least he's thinking. He understands what this stuff. I said this a while back. This is nothing new for me. Look, before I got in the radio world, I was in the technology world. I had been in it for 25 years. I saw some of this stuff happening. Not the AI. I'm not a genius here. You know, I remember I got into computers in the day when we all scoffed or laughed. You know, at a point where it said that the computer would be waiting for the human. Right? Because at the time, the human was waiting on the computer. Even when you hit the enter key, you had to wait for calculations, for it to go get information, to bring it back, to do whatever. Nowadays, what happens? You don't even have your finger off the enter key, and it's right there in front of your face. It's already come up on the screen. He goes on to say, I think it's going to be a major game changer, because if you could spend a fraction of a cost to do a pilot that would have cost $15 million, $20 million, or even $35 million, right, before you go to the root of a lesser cost. So I'm very concerned. I'm really worried about this and the amount of jobs it's going to hurt. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes with Sonia Schmidt. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Although a lot of you are part of the problem because you refuse to be part of the solution. I do not get you guys. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, she's there. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, with us.
Oh, come on. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, I care.
Isn't that enough? That's enough.
Right.
That is enough.
All you need, start with one. 10 years later, you get to two. After that, no. Anyway.
So crazy. You're yeah. so crazy.
Crazy? All right. What was I doing? I was talking about something before you came on. Oh, I know what it is. You know, I don't know if you and I have ever really talked about, we really had discussions around, AI.
And oh, we had a few.
Have we? Was I drinking or no?
No, but I heard you earlier talking about Tyler Perry Studios. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying this for a long time. It's like everybody got all excited about AI and, oh, my God, it's going to be good for this, it's good for that, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. I'm going, yeah, and we're going to lose millions and millions of jobs over it. Let's start off there. If you really want to have an honest discussion, that's where it's going to start. And then once we get past that, what else is it going to replace? Right? You got Judge, Supreme Court Justice, Roberts. He warned, lawyers and even other judges not to put together their briefs or their closing arguments or anything along those lines using AI because it's a problem.
Right? I never thought about it for the Supreme Court. I never thought about it for that.
I don't know why it came to being for him or any of that stuff, but he said, no, right? And look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Tyler Perry got a cut back on an $800 million expansion in Atlanta. You know, think of all the jobs that would have meant for those people.
You know, Joe, both my kids worked in that studio. Mm-hmm. Not for Tyler Perry, but the point of studios, whether they're here in Hollywood or wherever, is they're rental houses.
Right.
And I forget the name of his studio in Atlanta, but both my kids worked there. And when I stayed in Atlanta that year, a couple years ago, and I would take my daughter there, it's a beautiful studio, and there were tons of people at work. But you could tell that there were some real quiet times there in terms of the lack of people working. It wasn't buzzing. So if he's planning on expansion and then now AI is taking over,
yep,
that's a sad... But wait a second, I'm sorry. I understand AI taking over for writing, but they can't do all and I'm sorry, I'm tired, but they can't do the real people work, like the electricians, the builders, the...
Actually, okay, so what he says in this particular article when he's interviewed, he said the sad part about all this and the reason he stopped the expansion is where most companies or production companies, even for a pilot... program the pilot will spend anywhere from 15 to 35 million bucks on set designers and grips and all this other stuff. He said that basically the bottom line with this, the AI can produce all of that. It can produce the background,
the designs,
it can produce the lighting,
right.
It can produce the angles. What he's saying is, at least out of the shoot for the very first thing that you do. You don't need any of those people. You can pretty much do it all.
They can do it. AI could do it all, and then all you need is the body power to put it in place. So everything that they, like what you just said, the design, the shadows, the lighting, all that stuff, AI can do, but then you need a human element to be able to set it up, and then that's all they're needed for. That's some scary stuff.
Yes.
And I just saw one thing that I want to talk to you about later on this week is I found this really cool black kid who I want to present for Black History Month.
Just one?
I'm kidding. This guy is a tech. That's how you get in trouble, Joe, in the community. But anyway, this guy, he is illustrating this AI company, and it's all you got to do is tell it via text what you're looking for, what you want to do, and then he showed it. He also showed the difference between last year's AI and this year's AI, and it's miles different.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't doubt at all what you're saying. All they'll need in the industry is the manpower to set up what AI tells it to do. Wow.
Yeah. Well, even so, what I was interested in is, as he's going through, or as I'm going through the interview with him, I mean, he really said, give me a scene with this and that.
Yes.
I need this kind of lighting. I need this, that, and the
yes.
other thing. And sit back and watch AI just lay
you.
It all out.
Okay, so I'll send you the link of what I found.
Okay, that's fine.
You'll see it in real life, exactly what you're talking about. He says, I need a girl this size, this age, this look, this city streets, it's a little cloudy, she's solemn, she's whatever. And the scene is produced by AI, and
Whoa.
It looks real.
And it's not like you have to come back 3 days later. It does it, like, almost immediately.
Oh, does
minutes.
It immediately?
Yeah. No, I've seen it. It's just, again, it's just amazing.
And I love AI. I don't know if you saw how much of the AI art you've seen. It's incredible.
I saw it all when you started asking the AI to create pictures of our founding fathers. It does great art, you know?
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And I saw one recently where AI did pictures of people from different states. And it was so amusing. It was so amusing what they thought of people in different states. So, I mean, it'll go from... We used to have a line in television that says it goes from ha 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 to wah wah wah, and that's where we're going to go. Right now, it's amusing. Give it a couple years, and we're going to be woe the day.
Well, I tell you, one of the creators of AI is already sitting there going, "This is not what I wanted it for. This is not what
Are
we
you
made
talking
it
about
for.
Elon?
No, no, no. I'm talking about Elon wasn't the one that actually designed it or came. He helped grow it. He helped make
right.
it stronger. But I can't think of the guy's name who actually put this all together. He's very
but even
upset.
Elon was saying, we done gone too far. I think those were his exact words.
We're going,
we
yeah,
done
and
gone
and he said
too
it,
far.
No, I remember he said it exactly that way, too. That was good. We got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, Sony Schmidt. Return in a minute.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. That was announced by a UGA spokesperson. Initially, reports suggested three people were detained after a police operation at an apartment complex near the campus. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run on Thursday, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences for his aggression abroad and his repression at home. The judge has denied a request from former President Trump's legal team to postpone the enforcement of penalties in his civil fraud case. Trump's defense team sought a 30-day delay, citing the need for an orderly post-judgment process. Trump was instructed to pay a $355 million fine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. There's no other way to do it. You got to get informed. That's really the only way to make it happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host on Friday nights. Always appreciate her time.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I do.
I'm so happy because I love being here. You got your finger on the pulse,
you
man.
You got a life. What do you love being here?
No.
Boring. Yeah.
It's only a couple of hours. Don't say that. It's only a couple of hours. It's on a Friday night, and all I'm doing is doing my thing. Hey, let me ask you this before we go on.
I got no money. Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. Yo, let me ask you this. So, I'm making a meat sauce today, tonight for dinner.
There we go. Yes.
A spaghetti meat sauce. Do you consider a meat sauce more meat than sauce, or equal, or more sauce than meat?
No. So.
No, all of the above?
Well, no. I mean, really, it's like, if you want, my wife calls it my goulash sauce, where I put like 2 pounds of hamburger. I cut up peppers and onions and all that stuff there. And the whole sauce is mostly meat, right?
Okay.
That's one. But the other way, for me, for the meat sauce, frankly, sausage or hamburger, sausage or ground beef. But, yeah, you brown up some ground beef. You put other stuff in there if you want to, whether it's green pepper, red pepper, onion, whatever else you want in there. But it's mostly sauce. And you...
Oh, you're not helping.
Well, you can do either one. What do you like variety. You don't like to be backed into a corner, right?
Okay, but usually I do more sauce than meat. And this time I'm like, God, I kind of want to just taste that meat with just a little sauce. Is that okay in your culture? Am I doing some sort of negative appropriation?
Yeah, you're negatively appropriating my culture. So.
Okay, no, I did more...
I'm excited that you're trying to make an Italian sauce. So
I always do, but I do more. Typically, I do more sauce than meat. Listen, I will challenge you to my linguine clam any day of the week. I told you I lived with a Sicilian chef, okay?
Ooh.
So I will challenge you to my linguine clam that I learned from him any okay. day of the week.
I don't make a clam sauce, but I probably could learn. I'll tell you what, you could do the linguine
sauce,
and I'll do a lobster sauce. How's that?
I would love, because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that would.
But my linguine clam is spot on. It's don't mess with me. Don't mess with me.
We'll make it. I'll try it, and I'll let you know if it's spot on. How's that?
No, because I don't trust you.
Your last name is in Schmidt. It's Schmidt. So, sorry.
It's Schmidt. Trust me, I don't know how to make any German food. I lived in Europe. I lived in the German part of Switzerland, and there is no food there that you want to duplicate.
I was going
to
say, just make something very heavy, very bland, and very meaty. And you're
very overcooked, very discolored, very, I'm sorry.
Right.
They're not known for their cuisine.
Well, neither are the Brits. They're not
at
their
all.
Cuisine either.
Not at all.
God bless.
Maybe, you know, German beer. German, what else do they have?
They're known for the beer, that's for sure.
German beer.
Yeah.
But, no, they're cooking. You're not trying to.
They're husky women. They're known for that. Yeah.
That's not true,
I'm
is
trying
it?
To be nice.
Husky?
I've seen the movies. What are you talking about? They're beefy women. I'm not saying they're fat. They're just beefy.
I don't think you can say husky and woman in the same sentence and make that flatter.
You don't know. Anyway.
Beefy.
If we don't move on, I'm going to get in trouble. You know that, right?
You've already walked yourself into some bad territory here. But at least, okay, so I got a thing on my meat sauce. I'm doing okay.
Yes, but, you know, there's also finesse to all of that. You know what I'm saying? You got to brown a little garlic and some finely chopped onion.
I know.
And then you put the beef in there and you brown that.
I ain't got time for all that. I've been on the road all day.
I can tell. You and my son, same thing. What are you?
Not today. Typically, yes, but not today. It's been a rough day, and now I'm dealing with you and the husky women.
I know.
What's your next question? What's your question?
Here we go. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
A New York school district has decided to give Black Lives Matter coloring books that promote the far-left group's various principles, including transgender affirmation. That's right. The local newspaper reported Thursday that students from kindergarten through fifth grade attending Brooklyn PS 321, the William Penn School, I'm sure he's very happy about that, they were given copies of What We Believe, a Black Lives Matter on its principles activity book as part of Black History Month. Okay? Now, ready for this? The book uses drawings and worksheets to promote the 13 tenets of the Black Lives Matter movement under the titles like Queer Affirming, Transgender Affirming, Restorative Justice. Now, I am sure all of these are items that MLK died for, don't you think? You there? Hello?
How did this happen?
Oh, you can't blame me for this one.
Not at all. I wish I could. And you can't blame me for this. But there are some force fields going on out there that is saying that black people are main. You know, when they couldn't get away with white supremacists being our main problem in the world, they're now saying, you know, like gender problems or LGBTQ or lesbian rights. Or how did we get lumped into this? And, you know, privately we've had our own conversations about how the left has destroyed the black family and the black relationship. And I wonder if that's where we are now. And, BLM, and I'm just tossing this out of the top of my head and thinking, and I'm really tired, but BLM is created by, as Jesse Lee Peterson would say, two fat black lesbians.
But you and I talked about this the other day on a different show, and we were talking about how the black community constantly over the decades, you know, when the, what's it, Malcolm X say, the white male Democrat with fangs comes out, you know, when he runs out of things to keep you down, or it's not working as well, they find something else. And then they find something else. I mean, think about how this destroys the black family, the core of the black family.
They've done that. They've done that. So now, and I've seen that since the 70s. So now the next step is what? This BLM are what we're supposed to be all about is gay, lesbian, LGBTQ, right? Did they discuss that with anybody? Did they discuss that with
you? Mean wait a minute, you didn't get the survey?
Maybe it went to my spam box because I didn't get that. But they have an agenda, and we can see it happening in real time.
Yeah.
And they're doing it to children. Okay, so I could see, you know what, I would be okay with it if it was just targeted at me or people like me or people my age. But the fact that they're targeting it at children is egregious.
Kindergarten through fifth grade. Think about that.
It's egregious and sick.
Yeah. Yeah. That is definitely an indoctrination type of teaching. Period. Yeah.
And if those parents, I don't know if they're being prevented from seeing this or they don't, maybe not know, but hopefully they will be aware of it. I mean, you found the article, so.
Yeah, but I'm looking for stuff like this. I got to talk about something, right?
I know. Huh? We can't talk about meat sauce all the time, as much as I would love to. But it's true. But if the parents chime in, you know, because they'll put this under DEI and critical race theory and 1929, whatever, 1619 and all that stuff that they do. And then the wording of it. I was just thinking about this today. The DEI language, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, who the heck could be opposed to that? They change language, people.
Yeah.
So then they throw in their agenda, similarly to what Joe is talking about in this article. And then when you oppose it, they go, "You're the bad guy because you obviously you don't like diversity. You don't like equity. You don't like inclusion." So no, we love all those things, and they should happen. And we've kind of been doing that, and the country's been going towards that for quite some time. What we don't like is your agenda, your secret agenda.
And I will read you a few pieces from that when we come back.
Oh,
get your blood pressure back up again. Okay,
I'm just
comrade.
Looking forward to meat sauce.
Yeah, they use comrade in there a lot. So anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Jump
to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mesiti, your host, or one of them. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and say something smart. That's why I bring on Sonia, so somebody will say something smart around here. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
S-M-U-R-T.
Smart. I like that.
Are you going to talk about BLM again? Because I'm going to take my blood pressure medicine.
You're going to take it now? There you go. Right there.
On the air.
Okay.
Got to do it.
I would do it.
Hope it kicks in.
You might want to take two.
No, then I would pass out.
Oh, my God. You know, some of the stuff that they demand this stuff without any kind of backup at all as to why it needs to be this way. And it just, again, it's just amazing to me
So according to the Free Press, the book created by Black Lives Matter, School List, Black Lives Matter, National Demands, among them are hire more black teachers and fund more black counselors. Let me see. It also says under the book's transgender affirming section, it instructs students to read the book when Aiden became a brother about a girl who transitions to a boy.
Oh,
and then answer questions on the worksheet like, how do you feel when someone tells you what you can or can't do? Another preview page says, we make space for transgender people to participate and lead. We know that cisgender, not trans people in our society, have privilege. And we want to uplift trans people, especially black trans women, who often experience violence. One parent of a fourth grader whose grandparents say they fled from communist China took issue with the coloring book's use of the word comrade. But hey, it's all about America.
Do you know there's some white college-age kids who are looking at this and going, oh, wow, that's their real problem.
Yes.
Is that they're... This is... That's it. What Jesse Lee Peterson said. And it seems to make sense that this is their agenda. But if you talk to the average black person or the average black parent... This is not what they want or need their children to learn about in school. They kind of want to learn about that thing called reading and writing and arithmetic, as we used to call it. So, once again, they're bullying us. They're pushing something down our throats. And a lot of parents probably don't even know it's happening. But the fact that they're equating black people's issues to LGBT. Lesbian,
ABCDEFG
is incredibly insulting. That just doesn't affect the most of us. It just doesn't. I'm so glad I took my blood pressure medicine and hasn't kicked in yet. But
why that ringing, ain't our the ringing in your ears getting louder?
It ain't our thing. It's their thing. That's their thing that they're trying to turn into our thing. And sadly enough, they can't look at the numbers of children who are believing that they have gender problems. That their problems that they're having, there may be real problems, but the solution is gender change. They're very effective in what they do. So I don't doubt that they'll be able to convince a lot of black people that they're... problem is not any longer white supremacy, but the fact that they're not gender
something
queer. Something. The problem with their unhappiness is the problem with their unhappiness. And I'm only saying this because I'm tired. Is the left. The problem with most of our unhappiness
is
the left. Can you imagine a month? 6 months without the left, how much would we start to heal?
It would be torture because you knew they were coming back. Think about it. You know? You'd be 5 months, 3 weeks in there.
That's hilarious.
God, please, no.
You're like,
please, no.
You're looking for the other shoe to drop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
So sad. But do you think that they know that they have that effect on people?
Oh, no. They think they're they think they're God's gift to humanity. You already know that.
I know. On one hand, I go, they're so self-unaware. But I wonder if, like, when they lay their little heads down on their little, eco-friendly pillows, they wonder if what they're doing is effective or productive at all? Those are logical thoughts. Those aren't emotional thoughts. Are we logical? Are we productive?
No, everything is for them seems to be emotional. Everything. And when you think about it, the reason they win so much is because they tug at the emotional strings.
Absolutely. I've been saying
right?
forever.
Do you really want your son or daughter to feel bad about who they are? What if they really are a girl? How are you going to fit? I mean, you don't want them sitting up in their bedroom crying at night because there's... I mean, think about how they couch these things at times.
Right.
And we don't. We can walk in the room and go, what are you, stupid?
Well, I have to tell you a funny story. And my daughter gets caught between those worlds because she's an artist. We're all artists. We're all right brain artists, yeah, creative types in my family.
I can help you with that, but later.
So my daughter was very lenient about stuff. And I'm going, you know what? Because this kid is being raised basically as a single, you know, by his mom and his grandma. Even though his father has interaction and he's a part of his life. Basically, the most people he sees is his mom and his grandma. And I said, you know what? There's nobody around to say, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to be that person. I never raised boys, but I'm not going to be scared in this environment to be that guy that would have been in his life on a regular basis that goes, knock it off. And that I think that's what a lot of people, a lot of things are missing right now in today's society. I always say, letting the left bully us is like letting your child run your household. And we all want to do the right thing. My daughter wants to do the right thing, but she's in a culture, an artistic culture and all that, that says, well, I don't know, maybe in it. And she's getting her advice from a lot of people that, you know, I wouldn't. So I go, you know what, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the knock-it-off guy.
Well, let me,
so
let me
at your
you
house, you could do what you want. At my house, I'm the knock-it-off guy.
Yeah. So what if they said to you, you know what, you can't, I'm not dropping your grandson off here anymore. If you're going to keep telling him this crazy stuff, that there's no such thing as this, or there's no such thing as that, or. What do you do?
Okay, so that's
I'm not giving you your situation. I'm saying what
no,
if?
No. I'm going to answer that as personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's a great question because I think a lot of us grandparents have to deal with that. And by the way, I think that that's the focus of my show that I want to do is the grandparenting aspect. But I think we have to be willing to let that go because what I have learned, and I learned this from a friend of mine who was she was an Indian woman who I always call her my Indian guru. And she says, your children's journey is their own journey. And I'm like, oh. And then I had somebody else say to me, who died and left you God, made you God? So all I can do is give my best advice. And if you, in turn, want to say I'm going to pull my child from your existence when I know personally that all I'm giving him is love and my best advice, then I have to let him go, which is a very difficult thing to do. But you got to let it go. It's not your kid.
No,
you know?
And I'll tell you that Tammy and I made a decision years ago that we would not, what's the word I can use here? That we would not water down our principles.
That's
just
right.
To make sure we could see our grandchildren. And some people we talk to would always say, well, then how do you have influence? I go, when your hands are tied, when you have to watch the words you say, and what influence do you have anyhow? Now it's mommy and daddy against grandma and grandpa, right? So we took that stance. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Well,
we didn't see
some of our grandkids for quite some time.
And it's sad and it hurts and it's awful.
Yeah.
But if you have to water down or if you have to lie to them to be in their lives, and I think it's real important to be in their lives, but if you're forced to shut your mouth and lie to them, there were things that my grandson would ask about or we talk about, and I said, look, I'm not at liberty to discuss this with you because granny's going to say something in a way that your mommy's going to oppose. but even by that statement, it let him know that I had a point of view about it and that it was probably going to be different. And eventually, we were able to talk about it. But I didn't have kids that were like night and day.
You're going to have to wait and talk about it in the next hour. Back
well,
in a minute.
You're never going to go back to it.
I will. You will force me to. You force me to do a lot of stuff. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot
Just
more on the Joe Messina Show with Sonya Smith.